6:47 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. The NCAA will allow schools to make rules where players to make money off their name, their image, their likeness. Now, when you first saw this, I don't know if you saw the headlines yesterday, Jerry, and it says the NCAA to pay athletes. It looked a little misleading.
Yes.
It looked like they were getting an automatic stipend.
Right.
But when you read it, it's going back to the original thing that the state of California basically is enforcing, saying that these players can get paid for that. Now, I find it interesting that the NCAA is allowing the schools to do it. They're lifting their ban on it, allowing the schools to do it. So my guess is if a school doesn't want to do it, then a school won't do it. So you'll have the elite, again, the elite athletes that continue to go to the elite schools.
Right.
And the ones, the other athletes, so to speak, just the good athletes going to other schools.
Yeah, those schools that don't participate aren't going to get those elite athletes.
No, they're not.
But the NCAA, they're a bunch of weasels, as we know. Shockingly, they reversed course after at least 10 states, probably closer to a dozen, followed California and letting these collegiate athletes profit from their image, which they should be allowed to do. And the NCAA, Rob, knew they had to adapt or get out of the way because there still may be legal challenges coming on maybe trying to pay everyone or kickstarting this a little bit earlier. They don't want to get it going until January of 2021. This, to me, is long overdue. The NCAA was backed into a corner, but they benefit because they stay in command for now. The athletes that deserve their cut will get their cut. And the most important thing is the schools won't have to write a check, Rob. If a booster wants to give a kid $5,000 for his jersey, that's going to happen now.
Yep. Do you agree with this?
I do. I think, you know, if you generate your own revenue, you should have a cut of that. I don't see why the school should solely profit off that. And there's some smart people working on the NCAA's behalf. None with the name Mark Emmert. He needs to go. I think his thinking is just, you know,
okay,
outdated.
Yeah, yeah. It is.
But you have Gene Smith, the AD at Ohio State, Val Ackerman, who was the former commissioner of the WNBA, now leading the Big East. These are big proponents of this rule, and I think it's long overdue, like I said.
And I think this you talk about these people who run these schools, these big schools in these Power Five conferences, they know how much money is coming in out of these schools.
Yeah.
They do. And at a point where you hear these people crying for money or asking for what's theirs, you know, if you have any compassion whatsoever, you're thinking, you know, it is theirs. Without them, we don't write the checks that we write. It's mere peanuts in comparison to what the schools are making, Jerry. And you don't have all your players, their jerseys aren't being sold.
Nope.
Go ahead and print the jerseys, put the names on the back of them, and just pay them off of what's being sold. It's that simple. It's that simple. If your jersey's not being sold, we owe you nothing.
You should be able to cash in on an endorsement if you're able to generate revenue by your craft.
It's long overdue.
Or sign with an agent. Same thing, I believe you're able to do that, too, if you're desirable for an agent.
This is long overdue, I'm telling you. I mean, put the jerseys in the bookstore or wherever you put them. Now start putting the names on the back instead of just selling a number two Auburn jersey when Cam Newton or number two Auburn jersey when Cam Newton is there, acting as if we don't know that you just sold Cam Newton's jersey.
Right.
Stop acting like that. Well, you know, it's just the number two. Why are they buying it? Because the quarterback's wearing number two. And they talked about how his jersey was the highest selling jersey at Auburn since Bo Jackson.
Right.
So all of a sudden the number two jersey is being sold and you just so happen to have a Heisman Trophy candidate on the field right now.
Coincidental, not. I'm just saying that now we don't have to worry about people griping about the schools cutting checks. They're not. Title IX is not affected. Sports won't be going away because they're not paying all the college athletes, as you have pointed out, Rob. They're paying the athletes, or the athletes are going to get revenue, not from the school, but from alumni, boosters, and outside people for what they have created in terms of revenue for the respective school and their image.
Now, we talked about jerseys. Let's talk about what this means for me. This is right now, it's turned to a conversation that's about me. Joe, how is this conversation about me, my friend?
It is the return of college football video games.
Absolutely.
Oh, they're back.
They're going to come back. because now the whole O'Bannon thing was you have these college video games out and we're not getting paid. Now they'll get paid. So if you are on a video game, you're going to get at least some pennies. You're going to at least get some pennies.
Do you think the video games now change a little bit where some of the lesser known players just become player X and player Z and not use their names to save dollars?
Well, I think that actually happens in all video games, even the pro video games.
You can tell I don't play video games.
There's some players, like for baseball, for instance, their names aren't on the video game, per se. So, you'll have that. And what's going to happen is this. When you get one of the video games, Jerry, let's say I get a team that has a couple of seniors on it, and you play franchise mode, the next year the names kind of go away anyway.
Okay.
So you continue to go. So, yeah, I think. But initially, these kids going to get paid. So that brings back. Thank you very much, Joe, for understanding that I'm
happy. Yeah, thanks for understanding, Joe.
I'm happy. Joe in Hanover, what's up, Joe?
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing well. I have a little bit of a different perspective. So I played football at Princeton back in 07.
Oh, yeah?
We're NCAA.
You're smart enough for Princeton, huh?
Barely.
Hold on. Attention all advertisers. We have a Ivy League educated audience.
That's
listening.
Right. There you go. Thank you very much. Go ahead, Joe.
That's right. So actually, we had alternate rosters, and we were actually in the video game in 2006 and 2007. And I'll say that I got paid for my likeness. I made a whole probably $125, which I was excited about at the time. But my question is about, we have a kid right now, Brevin White. He's a second-string quarterback. He was recruited at Alabama and ASU. I'm wondering what you think things like that do to the stratification of competition. Princeton's 10-0 last year. They're 6-0 this year. We're playing Army next year, which is a step up for us. I'm wondering what that might do to kind of suppress our level of competition if these players can go elsewhere and get better benefits.
Joe, let me ask you this. Don't go anywhere. Why did this kid, because I know you're talking about, why did he choose Princeton over Alabama?
From what I understand, he thought he had a chance to play a little earlier was one, but I think his biggest thing was he was more interested in the academic side.
Yeah. Academic
Princeton
side.
Princeton degree is going to take him a lot further.
That's my point. If you're choosing Princeton over Alabama, you have a different thought process. That's number one. You're not thinking NFL. You're not. You're thinking you're going to make your seven figures doing something else in life. That's number two is if he's second team at Princeton, then he's not thinking, let me go to Alabama and get paid, because he won't. If he's second team at Princeton, he's not going to go and start at Alabama. So I don't think it's going to affect young men like him too much. I really don't. And that's what, you know, if you are that guy, you're probably going to one of those schools anyway. You're not the backup running back at SMU. Looking at the starting running back at LSU, thinking he's getting paid, let me go get paid. Dude, you're the backup running back at SMU. Nobody's going to buy your jersey and know who you are over there at LSU.
As opposed to a degree from Princeton, which you can cash in most cases. Yeah, that's going to be lucrative, as much as playing football.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.